ball at about the 35-yard line they're going to mark this thing at. So he just kind of went down instantly, and the Vikings come out on defense for the first time this evening.
Yeah, we're getting late into the season here, Ryan, about three-quarters of the way through, and these teams have been able to watch a lot of tape. They haven't just seen one game of the Vikes. They've seen a lot of games of the Vikes. So if they're going to pull any tricks out of their hat, they're going to have to be deep, something the Bruins haven't seen before.
Definitely. And Mayland goes ahead, takes the snap. He's going to hand it end around. That's going to be number 10 with the carry, Owen Austin. And good job by the Syslaw defense, limiting him to about a half-yard gain on first and 10. And these are the scripted plays we talked about with Coach Sam Johnson. Typically, teams come out with 10 plays, ready to roll based off of what they like and trying to establish their game plan for the evening. And if you can snuff these out quickly, that's going to be important for this Vikings defense.
Yeah, unlike any poker game, nobody's going to show their hand early in the game right now.
Exactly. It's going to be Malin out of the shotgun formation. Devereaux lined up behind him, sends a tight end or a receiver in motion. It's going to be number 42 around the edge. He's got blocking out in front of him, and he is knocked out of bounds. They're going to give him about 8 yards on that one. So that's going to bring up a third and 2.
Yeah, and that's Kevin Hooper of the Bruins. You mentioned him in pregame. Someone, a player you're going to want to keep your eye on tonight.
And didn't get the handoff too cleanly. Kind of bobbled it a little bit and was able to regather it and still get 8 yards out of it. So a big third down here to start off the game. Ball spotted on the 43-yard line. Going to be Malin out of a shotgun formation, wing T setup, and Devereaux in the backfield with him. He's going to send a receiver in motion. He's going to hand it edge around. Good blocking out in front. Edge is sealed, and that's going to be number 10, Owen Austin, getting just enough for a first down. Hard-nosed run by him as he was stopped about a yard shy and just kept the knees churning just enough to pick up fresh set of downs.
Yeah, had that low, got down, squat down low, used that leg muscle, and get him through.
And to me, it looked like he could have gotten more out of it, and that just isn't obviously anything bad about this Brookings team. It just goes to show how quickly this Vikings is going to be flying to the football, because he had good blocking out in front of him with kind of a one-on-one setup out there. Malin's going to come out in the shotgun formation once again, sends two in motion, and goes ahead, hands it around. That's going to be Hooper lower in the shoulder. Will Johnson tackles him after about a gain of, give him 3-4 yards on that. So it's going to bring up a second and 6. And two players in motion. That should have been an illegal shift.
You're right. Yeah, and that's not the first time tonight. They've had the first two plays. They had two backs back there in motion.
By rule, if you have two players in motion, one of them has to come set for a second prior to that snap. And both two tight ends kind of came in and converged together at the same time just prior to that snap.
Yeah, and that's where you mentioned that almost mishandle of the ball in the backfield there with those two in motion.
Malin calls for motion one more time. He's going to turn, hand it. That's going to be up the middle. It's going to be Devereaux with the carry, churning, and takes Caleb Gray and a couple more Vikings to bring him down, kind of slung him down, and he was able to keep moving for another 5 or so yards. So that's going to give up 18-yard carry. And that's going to be obviously more than enough for a first down for the Bruins.
Yeah, Caleb Gray got his arms around the waist, but just could not get him down until he had another couple Vikings that helped him out there.
And first carry out of Devereaux this evening doesn't jump off the page with lightning speed, but he's a big-bodied kid, and he's not going to be easy to bring down this evening.
Yeah, well, you can run with that kind of power of dragging one of the Gray boys behind you. You're doing something right there.
Yes, you are, and it's going to be a shotgun out of them. They're going to go right back to Devereaux up the middle, and it's going to take 5 Vikings to bring him down as he still lunges forward for a couple of yards after first contact. So they're going to go ahead and give him about 3 yards. So 2nd and 7 for the Bruins, 9 minutes and 15 seconds left here in the first quarter, 0-0s. Bruins receive the ball to start this football game, and they're driving together, putting together a drive right now.
Yeah, not one passing play yet from the Bruins.
And that's how the wing T will get you. They'll kind of lull you to sleep with those runs and run and run and run, and all of a sudden you're thrown over your head. And Malin calls for motion one more time. He's going to hand it around. That's going to be Hooper around the outside, and a flag is thrown as he gets the edge and picks up a first down and more, and it's pushed out of bounds. I got a feeling this one's coming back. And correction, that was Owen Austin.
Yeah, right in the vicinity of what you're going to probably normally see as a holding call there.
Which would be big because he was got about 20 yards on that carry, maybe a little bit more.
Yeah, he was marked down around the right about the 3 or 4, but that official on that sideline there has come back to the original line of scrimmage where the chains are, so pretty evident up coming back, as we can see a holding call.
Yep, the white hat goes ahead and, two thrown. Looks to be a holding as well as potentially a face mask. Two separate holdings. So
okay.
The Vikings are going to elect to take the one which happened first because it's 10 yards from wherever the spot of that foul is. So it's going to move them back 10 yards from wherever that occurred. And two separate holds on one play. That doesn't happen all too frequently.
No, brings the ball. Vikings pushes them back out to the 39.
And so second and about 17, we're going to call it. And we've got a stoppage on the field. Vikings are going to go ahead and take their first timeout of the evening. We'll go ahead and do the same thing here on Coast Radio Sports. Vikings are even right now with the Brookings Harbors Bruins. 0-0. Stay with us here on Coast Radio.
School's back, but this is the kind of math we like. Over 100 slices of pepperoni, one giant Abby's pizza feeds up to 6 hungry people. That's A-plus value. Toppings to the edge. That's been the Abby's way since forever. Now go do your homework. When someone says, bring home the bacon, we know what they mean. They want Abby's legendary Bacon Bacon Cheddar Pizza, loaded with country bacon and packed with Canadian bacon. On sale now at Abby's.com. This month, bring home the bacon at family-owned Abby's.
Supporting businesses like Grocery Outlet Florence and Chad E. Clement, DDS, help us bring you every exciting minute on Coast Radio.
Welcome back to Hans Peterson Field, and a big shout-out to Bob Snedden. And Bob, thank you very much for your text this evening and obviously everything that you've done for Sayuslaw Athletics over the years. And just letting me know my mic's a little bit quiet. So if anybody at home saying, breathing and saying thank you, Bob, so am I.
We know you got some dirty looks a couple weeks ago at the game for getting a little loud there in the stands, Ryan. But, you know, I was on the listening end of that as a listener here listening to the broadcast, and you could just hear the enthusiasm. You guys really painted the picture for us at home. So.
It was a fun call, but right now we have a 2nd and 17 for the Brookings Harbor Bruins. Nayland's going to be out of shotgun formation, sends one in motion. He's looking to pass for the first time this evening, dumps it off to the flat, just overthrows his intended receiver, Preston Yarovac.
Yeah, that snap didn't even come off cleanly, so that's going to be something to watch. If they're having trouble with snaps, that's going to affect your timing on those routes.
Yeah, we're going to be seeing a lot of balls being brought in from the sidelines this evening. Both teams are going to be fighting to keep them dry. And like we said, there's no downpour right now, but based off of how much rain we got earlier today, there's going to be a lot of leftover rain on this football field throughout the evening.
Yeah, that grass is saturated.
So 3rd and 17 now, 8 minutes and 38 seconds left in the first quarter. Maylin's going to be out of shotgun formation, looking to pass again. And good pressure, Bryce Branzoni. And pull right in my face. That ball's going to be caught and tackled out of bounds at the original line to gain. And we have a late flag thrown in. It's probably going to be a late hit on the Vikings as I believe, who is the intended receiver there? This pole is right in my way. But either way, I saw a Bruin kind of slung down to the ground and it hit the chains. And I don't think it was too egregious. I just think the fact that it hit the chain.
Yeah, it's against personal foul against the Brookings, or against the Vikings, sorry.
So that's going to be enough for a first down, obviously, as that is an automatic first down. So all of a sudden you're looking at a 3rd and 17, then 4th and 10 after the play, and then just a little bit of a mistake there by the Vikings gives the Bruins that first down. And that's not the first time we've seen that happen so far this season, especially with 3rd and 4th and longs. So the Bruins get a fresh set of downs. Ball is going to be spotted on about the 20-yard line. 8 minutes and 26 seconds left. Two receivers to the near side. One to the far side. Motion to the near side. Malin's going to go ahead and keep it himself. Good head of steam on him. And good blocking out in front. It's going to bring him down after about an 8, maybe 9-yard carry on 1st and 10. And that was designed the entire way.
Yeah, they're taking advantage of his size. Malin, the junior quarterback for the Bruins, probably they don't have his height or weight listed here, but I'm going to say just by, you know, we're a little ways off up here in the booth, but I bet he's a good 6'4", 6'5".
Oh, yeah. And he's significantly larger than their left tackle, but he's quite the athlete. It's been on display so far the evening, and again, they're going to design keeper with him up the middle, enough for a first down and more.
Flag on the near side here.
And the near side referee throws an early flag on that one, and they're going to go ahead and get a false start there against the Bruins. So that's going to march him back 5 yards. So all of a sudden you're looking at a second and two with a fresh set of downs after the carry. Now you're looking at second and seven for the Bruins. That's going to stop the clock with about 7:40 left in the first quarter. This is still the first possession of the football game. This is what we talked about pregame, is if you're the Bruins, you're just looking to drag out possession.
Yeah.
And kind of force Bayusaw to move the ball quickly. And they've done a good job of doing that here in their opening possession this evening.
Yep. Control the clock.
And the Bruins break the huddle. Two receivers to the near side, one to the far side motion, and that's going to be Malin up the middle again. And drugged down kind of by his around his ankles by, I believe that was Jacob Mann. And we talked about Jacob's ability just to bring down someone in the most awkward positions, and that's exactly what he did there against the big-bodied quarterback for the Bruins.
Well, Jacob, a multi-sport athlete right now in football, has also done shot put for track, also plays baseball, is also a wrestler. So when you're hands-on with Jacob in that kind of a setting out there, he's going to find a way to wrap you up and bring you down.
And just something that stands out with Jacob Mann is he is always willing to put in the work, and no matter what sport it is, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
And the Bruins break the huddle. It's going to be two receivers to the near side, spread out wide, one to the far side, one tight end in tight. They're going to go ahead and look to pass again. This time, it's going to be thrown out to the flat. We're going to see if he catches that thing. It looked like momentum was bringing him out of bounds. They're going to mark him that he did complete that pass, so it's going to be about a gain of 7, maybe 8 on that. That's going to give them first and goal now. Ball spotted on about the 7-yard line, we'll call it. And they're going to wind the clock. That was a heck of a catch, thrown to the sidelines well, and looked to be just out of reach of the receiver. And receiver did a good job putting his body on the line to go come out with a reception inbound. Bruins break the huddle. It's going to be Devereaux in the backfield lined up behind Mayo, and he's going to turn. He's going to keep it himself. And brought down by a couple of Vikings. On the tackle is going to be Will Johnson, along with, I believe, Jackson Chang. And yes, it was. So limited gain there for the Bruins. Probably got about a yard out of it. And that's the trickery that these wing T offenses kind of provide, is you can fake two handoffs and kind of have the quarterback have a delayed keeper. But the Vikings did a good job of not falling for any of the trickery.
Yeah, the Bruins control the clock here. We're down to almost 5:40 now in the first, and Vikings haven't even had a possession of the ball. So
yeah,
it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. You can't win the game if you can't score. Right now, Brookings is controlling that.
Yep, they are. Second and goal from the sixth, and it's going to be Malin keeping himself. The Vikings coming around the edge quickly, and that's going to be Jacob Mann dragging him down from his rear end. And Jacob just got through there in a hurry and made an athletic play to get a hand on Nalen and bring him down.
Yeah, I don't know that anybody even touched him coming through the line there.
I don't think they felt the need to touch him.
Yeah.
Usually you feel like you can leave that edge on the opposite side of the direction of travel alone, and most guys at this age level are not athletic enough to do what Jacob Mann just did and brings him down for a loss of a couple there. So third and goal from the 9-yard line now. And that was about a loss of 3.
Yeah, probably one of the biggest plays of this drive right here for the Vikings.
And empty backfield for the first time this evening for Malin. Two receivers to the far side. Sends one in motion. There's going to be a false start. We had about 3 players moving there. 2 in motion and 1 on the offensive line. So all of a sudden, second and goal from the 6-yard line. And now the Bruins are looking at a third and goal from the 13-yard line. 14. Either way, this is you're pushing them in the right direction if you're the Vikings.
Yeah, what they want to do is, you know, I'm sure the Vikings we just want the ball back right now, you know, just watching the time run off this clock going, man, we got to do something here.
Yep, 4:25 left in the first quarter. Still the first possession of the game. Malin's got an empty backfield, sends Devereaux in motion. He's going to fake the handoff to him, go up the middle, and met instantly by a Viking defender who held him up just long enough for more Vikings to come and finish him off. And what do you know? That was Jacob Mann.
Jacob Mann again. Ryan, that's the 7th play that the Bruins have had inside the 20. seventh straight play between the penalties and the positive yard plays. So this has just been an extended drive down here.
Yeah, 12 minutes is what you start a football game with at this level, and we're looking at 3 minutes and 50 seconds left in the first quarter, and the Bruins are coming on to kick a field goal, and it's going to be number 10, Owen Austin, the junior, on to kick that one. Malin, the quarterback, will be the holder, and this is going to go down as about a 30-yarder. Good snap, good hold. And that ball is booted with enough leg and through the uprights. Bruins go ahead and take a 3-0 lead with an extended drive in the first quarter. And, wow, what a, I mean, that was a good possession if you're the Bruins to go out there and get 3 points. But I think you're kind of breathing a sigh of relief if you're the Vikings.
Yeah, I think so. I think coaches said, okay, they may have burned 8.5 minutes off the clock, but we got away with 3.
Yeah,
we kept that to 3. And I think that's key right there.
And I was, obviously, if you have a running clock in a football game, you're up 35 points and really there's no stoppages. And it almost felt like a running clock there for the Bruins as they just marched their way downfield and ate up just over 8.5 minutes left of the clock. We're going to go ahead and keep it here, Cameron, as both teams are about to come onto the field. But, I mean, 3 points for the Bruins on their opening possession, and I'd say both teams are pretty happy with the outcome after that, after the first 20 plays of that possession.
Yeah, when you get 7 of them inside the 20 of the Vikes, and they held them to 3, and I think that's a takeaway right there. That's a positive for sure for the Vikings. Definitely ball control for the Bruins there. We only saw 2 attempted passes from their quarterback, the junior Grady Malin, and neither of them successful. They're sticking to that running game primarily in that first session.
And it's going to be Owen Austin on the kickoff for the Bruins again after the made field goal. 3-0 is the score. Bruins out in front, and he kind of pooches it along the far sideline. Ball bounces. It's going to be caught on the fly. That's going to be Rowdy Thrall with the return. Gets the edge. He's got the speed to do that and kind of just goes through Devereaux, the significantly larger Bruin. And that's a sophomore. Never mind. That was Tom Morgan.
Yeah,
I was going to say Rowdy.
A little bit of that.
Quicker than I remember.
Yeah, that forearm that he threw to the chest there really gave him. He got 2 or 3 more yards out of that. That was a big, powerful forearm coming.
I was seeing into the future for the Vikings, thinking that was Rowdy Thrall, and Tom Morgan was the return man there. So the Vikings take over on offense for the first time this evening. Ball's going to be spotted at the 38-yard line on the near hash. Vikings driving left to right in front of us. And it's going to be Jericho Lake out of the shotgun formation. Will Johnson lined up in the backfield with him. 2 receivers to the near side, 2 to the far. Lake sending one in motion, and we've got an early flag here. And it's going to be a false start against the Vikings. And I didn't see any movement, but there's a pull right in front of me here again.
Yeah, I can only see about half of the team there from the vantage point.
And from the half I saw, I didn't see any movement, but the referee with a much better advantage as far as view goes, saw something. So the Vikings now looking at a 1st and 15 after the false start. Blake's going to be out of the shotgun formation. Sends a receiver in motion to the near side. Once again, he's going to turn handed. That's going to be Will Johnson up the middle. And Will lowers the shoulder. Gains about 4 yards on 1st and 15. It's going to bring up a 2nd and 11 now. And good job by the Bruins just collapsing on that gap right away.
Yeah, the first thing, first play from scrimmage of the game, it took you 8.5 minutes to get the ball back. The first thing you do is back yourself up 5 yards. So those are the little things right now that the Vikings don't want to see. They want to get some momentum rolling right here.
Exactly. Blake's going to be out of the gun again. Bunch formation to the far side, 1 receiver to the near side, Johnson in the backfield. Turns, he's going to throw it to the flat. That's going to be Micah Blankenship, I believe, with the reception. Good blocking out in front of him. And it was, in fact, Micah Blankenship. Good to see him back on a football field for the Vikings. And he's able to get about 8 yards on that one, we'll call it. So that's going to bring up a 3rd and 3 for the Vikings on their opening possession offensively. 2 minutes and 20 seconds left in the first quarter. Bruins out front 3-0.
Yeah, that's a boost for Micah and the Vikes themselves, have him back out on the field. Not in the quarterback position per se right now just because of that injury. But back in uniform, he's a captain, he's a leader on this team.
Bunch formation in the near side. Lake's going to be out of the shotgun formation. He's going to turn, hand it. That's going to be Will Johnson up the middle. And Will, making the first man miss, get about to the line of gain, and they're going to go ahead and move the chain. So first down, Vikings on 3rd and 3. Good hard nose run there by Will Johnson.
Yeah, they want to set the pace now. They can control the pace of this game and kind of flip the coin back in their favor. They can run some time down here with 1:50 left in the first, get it down the field, and put it in the end zone.
And something about just moving the chains for the first time offensively just feels good, feels like he kind of set the tone. It's going to be a trips formation to the near side for the Vikings, one back in the backfield, and Caleb Gray with Jericho Lake. He gets the snap. He's looking to pass. Throws it to the left side in the flat. That's going to be Will Johnson and fumbles it. Ball's punched out. And it was going to be Caleb. That was Caleb Gray, the receiver there, and was making people miss. And all of a sudden, a forearm comes in from one of those guys he made miss. And Bruins punch it out. And the Vikings have the first turnover of the game. So the Bruins take over on the 45-yard line in their own territory.
Yeah, Caleb's defense, he had the ball in the right arm. It was cradled up and tight, and he made the defensive side miss on his left, and he came back towards the middle of the field with that ball on the right-hand side. Eventually, he's going to want to shift that to the left when he can, and he just didn't have the time to do it.
1.5 minutes left in the first quarter, and this offense for the Bruins back on the field. The ball's back on the ground. Jacob Mann scoops. And he's at the 20, the 10, touchdown Vikings. That is Jacob Mann's second defensive touchdown in 2 weeks.
What a year for that young man.
Oh, my gosh. We talked about just the luck that you can feel at times. But with Jacob Mann, it's always because of the effort he's putting in. He was in the backfield in no time. And honestly, it was probably Malin feeling pressure on his rear side from Jacob Mann. And the ball just goes on the ground. Jacob does a good job of gathering the football and just scooping it. 45-yard touchdown for the Vikings to open up the scoring this evening.
Now, I don't know if you folks in the stands are listening to the broadcast up here, but Jacob Mann is listed as 6'3", 225, and he just took that ball 40 yards to the house.
Yeah, and in a blink of an eye, too. Didn't do a front flip into the end zone like he did last week against the Bulldogs. Vikings lining up to go for two. It's going to be, I believe, Dylan Gray up the middle. And good blocking out in front of them. Vikings punch it in for the two-point conversion, and that's going to give them an 8-3 lead. And all of a sudden, you're the Bruins. You're licking your chops after the fumble, thinking that you can draw out another 8.5 minutes and get some points there. And then all of a sudden, Jacob Mann says, not tonight, and takes it back for six. We're going to go ahead and take a quick 30-second break here on Coast Radio Sports.
Craig Zalesi here, Zalesi Insurance Agency in Florence. We want nothing more than to provide the best personalized policy for you. Whether it be for your vehicle, property, or business, our team of agents specialize in finding the best coverage that protects your most valuable assets. And we are big Viking sports fans. We are located across from the post office on Maple Street, or simply give us a call, 997-3455. Zalesi Insurance Agency, where we provide a better brand of insurance service.
Our thanks to Alan Twombly of H&R Block and RE/MAX South Coast Real Estate for supporting Viking Sports on Coast Radio.
Welcome back to Hans Petersen Field. It is 8-3. Vikings out in front with a minute and 19 seconds left. And it was a minute and a half left in this quarter whenever the Vikings had the first turnover of the game. And it was just mere seconds after that. The Bruins turned it back over, put the ball on the ground, and Jacob Mann had a 45-yard scoop and score. And that is five straight weeks with a defensive touchdown for the Vikings. And that's got to be up there with the school record.
That's key for the Vikings, getting that defense to produce points for you.
And the Vikings go ahead, try an onside kick here. And we're going to see who they get.
They've got it.
Vikings jump on top and take over once again.
Tom Morgan with the recovery.
Oh, my goodness. Whenever you're able to score defensively, whenever you're able to do onside plays or onside kicks, with your special teams and just have the confidence that these kids are disciplined enough to do the right thing. And that's what the Vikings have done all season.
Yeah, and Sam has talked about this with you numerous times on the broadcast, and we've heard him preach this for the past few years, is, you know, rely on your team. If I'm doing my job and you're doing your job and the guy over on my right is doing his job, things are going to work out for us. And you're seeing it right here.
And that ball didn't travel 10 yards before it was touched. And I don't know if it was going to, but the Bruins went ahead and touched it. Obviously, the Vikings are going to go ahead and take that every time. Take over on the 49-yard line in Bruins territory. Lake gets the snap. He's looking to pass on first and 10. Looking to the right, throws to the right. He's got Michael Blankenship in the flat. Michael makes a man miss and makes a couple more miss. Just elusive as can be. makes about five total Bruins missed, and all of a sudden you had number 34, Jonathan Devereaux, the running back for this Bruins team, say that's enough of this and come in and take him out from behind. But it was going to be enough for a first down for the Vikings.
Yeah, Devereaux, a pretty big guy back there. He came in real hard on Blankenship from behind.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
He said, hey, guys, I got this. And he cleaned house real quick.
I tell you what, it's so good to see Blankenship back on the football field. And usually we see him doing that out of the backfield in the Veer offense. But seeing him out of the receiver, being able to do it just as well is good to see. Bunch formation to the far side for the Vikings. Lake's going to be out of the shotgun formation. He's going to turn. He's going to hand it. That's going to be Jackson Chang with the kind of the misdirection handoff. He's got the edge. And upended is Jackson Chang after about a gain of, I think about a gain of two, maybe three on first and 10. So second and seven for the Vikings. And that's a fun play. They kind of fake it to the flat, throw flat, and just misdirect the defense with a handoff. And Jackson Chang unable to get the edge there, but still able to get 3 yards on first and 10. Excuse me, I was losing some air there.
It's getting exciting, Ryan.
Vikings break the huddle. Bunch formation to the far side. Lake in the gun. Chang in the backfield with him. Looking to pass. Looks left. Throws left. He's got a receiver open out over the top and just over the hands, extended hands of Tom Morgan. The ball falls incomplete, and that's going to bring us to the end of the first quarter. Wow, that was a quick quarter. We're going to go ahead, though, take a quick break and be back here on Coast Radio Sports. Vikings out in front of the Brookings Harbor Bruins, 8-3 after one. 12 minutes back on the clock as we're about to be underway with the second quarter here at Hans-Peterson Field. 8-3 is the score. Vikings out in front. And it feels like it's been all Vikings right now in the last few minutes of this football game, but the Bruins took the opening possession, drove downfield, and were able to get three out of it.
Well, the first 8.5 minutes, we're all Bruins. You know, Vikings were able to put 8 points on the board in 3 minutes.
And Lake's going to be out of the shotgun formation, and they get the cold count working here on third and six. And that's all of a sudden going to move third and six to third and one. And the Vikings have been so good with the cold count all year. I know Michael Mason at home is loving that. That's one of his favorite plays in all of football. As simple as it is, an ex-offensive lineman, it's just you feel like you're beating the guy right across you when it comes to discipline.
Yeah, free 5 yards, you know. You didn't have to work for it. They gave it to you.
Exactly. And the Vikings break the huddle. It's going to be Lake out of the shotgun formation again, Chang in the backfield with him. And he takes the snap. Looking to pass on third and one. He's got a receiver over the top. Will Johnson catches it. Touchdown, Vikings. Will Johnson was wide open, had two guys in coverage, and just split right between them. Jericho Lake throws a dime, as Jim Mitchell, the PA announcer, says, and he caught it right at the goal line, and that was a beautiful throw and catch for the Vikings.
Yeah, Will Johnson just ran right by Owen Austin, the junior from the Brookings Bruins, and just burned him back to that corner. And Jericho Lake just drops a dime, as you said, right over his shoulder, where it needed to be.
Exactly. And Will Johnson was just sitting under that ball as it was up in the air, and it was hard to get excited. It was just, you knew it was going to be a touchdown from the minute that ball was thrown. And the Vikings jump out to a 14-3 lead here with 11 minutes and 54 seconds left in the second quarter. Vikings on for a two-point conversion. Wildcat formation. It's going to be Will Johnson catching the snap and keeping it himself, and they're going to mark him short. So two-point conversion unsuccessful, but the Vikings do score six, jumping out to a 14-3 lead with 11:53 left in the second quarter. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break and be back here after this on Coast Radio Sports. Welcome back to Hans-Peterson Field, and just a quick change of tides here. For the Vikings, they go down 3-0 after an 8.5-minute drive from the Brookings Harbor Bruins. Turn it over with a fumble, and then all of a sudden, Jacob Mann, 45-yard scoop and score. Onside kick leads to another Vikings touchdown after Jericho Lake finds a wide-open Will Johnson, hitting him in stride for six.
Well, it really turns, you know, the first 8 minutes of this game, Ryan. We talked about the ball control of the Bruins and how that was right where they wanted to be. And special teams and defense for the Vikings have just turned this around. Now Sam Johnson has them on their heels.
And a pooch kick out of Will Johnson. It's going to be caught on the fly by number 57, who does a good job of just going down. That was the Levi Ratliff, the sophomore running back slash D lineman, and I'd say he's much more of a D lineman than a running back after that one. And good job by him nonetheless of just getting the ball and not trying to do anything too fancy, just going down with it. But what surprised me there is the ball only needs to travel 10 yards for an onside kick, and after the first onside kick, the Bruins were lined up 14 yards away from Will Johnson, so the Vikings could have gotten a little tricky there again, but decide just to kick it off to the Bruins. Bruins break the huddle. It's going to be Grady Malin out of the shotgun formation, an empty set, and he's going to be looking, hands it, and that's going to be around the left side for the running back for the Bruins, brought down by a horde of Vikings. Kevin Hooper, the senior running back, was the ball carrier for the Bruins.
Yeah, Will Johnson leading on the tackle for the Vikings on that.
And
a lot of our Vikings double duty players.
Yeah.
Both sides of the ball.
And player of the game so far has been this pole right in front of me. Somehow it's worked its way into every single snap, it feels like. And that's going
to
be...
If you slide left to the announcer spot, it's still in your way.
Yeah.
So
there's not a whole lot we can do here.
No.
Second and 10 for the Bruins, though. 11 minutes and 12 seconds in the second quarter now. Grady Malin out of the shotgun formation sends one in motion to the near side, hands it to that player, and brought down quickly by the Vikings. That was going to be number 10, Owen Austin, the ball carrier. And you know it's a good thing when you're trying to give credit to the defensive player who makes a tackle, but whenever it's two or three guys on every play making that play, it's nice to see, especially if you're a defensive coordinator like Nick Johnson, just seeing your guys rally to the football.
Yeah, and there's a false start on that last play, so that will back up the Bruins 5 yards.
I didn't see it. So that's going to be now a – or what are we going to – are they going to elect to accept it, or are they
– looks like – sounds like they declined it.
Would make sense because now you lose the down.
Right.
And
go to 3rd and 10.
I think you trust your defense here to hold them up on a 3rd and 10 if you're the Vikings. That's exactly what they like to do.
Yeah, so, I think the Bruins will be a little conservative here. The last thing they want to do is have another turnover
and
give the Vikings back the ball.
And they were very successful and with Malin kind of in those design quarterback keepers and have gone away from it. Since that first possession, it seemed like he was getting about 4 or 5 every time they did that. So 3rd and 9 is where the ball is spotted. Ball spotted on about the 35-yard line. Malin looking to pass, and he does. Good timing with his receiver there and hits him perfectly in stride with a slant route. Still not enough for a first down, so that's going to bring up a 4th, and never mind, they moved the chain. 1st and 10 now. And so the Bruins doing a good job on 3rd and 9. Receiver was number 16, Isaac Hughes, the senior. And just a good connection there between him and Malin, hitting him in stride and getting just enough for a first down for the Bruins.
Yeah, they might be trying to get Malin just into a rhythm here with some short passing gains.
Yeah.
Try to gain some positive yards for the Bruins.
Haven't pushed the ball downfield at all this evening so far, but Malin kind of getting settled in, sends motion to the far side, hands it. That's going to be Devereaux up the middle, untouched until 10 yards into his carry, and drags a couple of Vikings further downfield. They're going to go ahead and get about 20 yards, we'll call it, on 1st and 10.
Yeah.
And Devereaux just went untouched right through the middle of that interior D-line for the Vikings.
Yeah, a couple of Davion Frazier kind of rode him on the back there like a trailer for about 5 yards.
And
Davion only 6 foot at 165.
Did a good job, though, of limiting him because Devereaux had a head of steam and showed that he does have wheels, in fact, and picked up more than a first down. So the ball is on the ground, and Malin's going to go ahead and jump on top of it. Ball was just, it looked like he was deciding whether to pull it or hand it, and his indecisiveness kind of leads to that ball being dropped onto the ground. And Malin decisive in jumping on top of it as he's able to get back on top of it for the Bruins. So 2nd and 10 now, 9 minutes and 5 seconds left in the second quarter. Vikings out in front 14-3. And this ball game is cruising by.
Yeah, not too much stoppage of clock tonight. keeping that clock moving, and it was playing in favor of the Bruins there for the first part of that game.
Indeed. Devereaux lined up behind Malin. He's going to turn, hand it. No, he's going to fake the handoff and now pitch it out to the outside with a speed option play. That's going to be number 10, Owen Austin. And there was a flag thrown after that one. Or, sorry, in the middle of that one.
Yeah, Caleb Gray with the tackle there. They took him out of bounds.
And Owen Austin had a head of steam, but Caleb Gray just does a good job just motoring behind him and kind of making him feel uncomfortable all the way to the sidelines, not allowing him to cut up field for any extra yards. And
that's going to go against Brookings.
Happened pretty quickly in that play, right around when that pitch was happening, that flag came out. So I believe it's going to be a hold against the Bruins. Didn't really get a sign from the refs on that one.
Yeah,
it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Holding. So, yeah, there's. I think on the left side of that offensive line, I think there was a holding. I didn't see it, but where that flag was kind of thrown and kind of correlates with that handoff that you saw.
So it's going to be second and 20 now for the Bruins, and Malin's going to be out of shotgun formation, sends motion to the near side, looking to pass, looks right, throws right. He's got a receiver in the flat in Hooper, and he's going to be pushed out of bounds by Will Johnson at about the original line to gain. And I believe there, I thought I saw another flag. Yes, indeed. It's going to be a flag thrown in the backfield there at about the 45-yard line. And it will be a roughing the passer against the Vikings. So that's two times so far this evening that you've had third and longs, you know, second and 20s, that the Vikings have just had kind of a little bit of a lapse of judgment there with what they're doing and allowing a free first down for the Bruins.
Yeah, we saw it on the far side in that earlier drive on that seven-play set inside the 20 for the Bruins.
So first and 10 now for the Bruins after the roughing the passer was tacked on. Ball's going to be spotted at the 22-yard line. Bruins in the huddle. And that's just not what you want to see. If you're, you know, part of this coaching staff, part of the Vikings team, you know, you feel like you're kind of starting to get your groove defensively going. And then all of a sudden, and now we got a delay of game, I believe, as the Bruins have been in the huddle for 20 seconds here. And the refs are going to be talking this thing over. Usually you see that signal whenever you're, what in the world? Now they're going to wave it off.
Wave it off.
Apparently counting can be
miscommunication there between the white and the black stripes.
And so now the Bruins do break the huddle. 8.5 minutes left in the second quarter. Ball's going to be spotted on the 22-yard line. Going to be kind of that pistol with Devereaux lined up directly behind Malin. Sends motion to the far side. And it's going to be Malin up the middle, keeping it himself. And good push. He's a big kid. My goodness.
He is a big kid.
And he's just a junior. And he's only going to get bigger by the time Tyson's seeing him next year.
Right. Yeah, Caleb Gray wrapped him up from the back, was able to slow him down a little bit until he had some teammates to come and help him out.
And I'd be sticking with that if I'm the Bruins as much as possible. Obviously, you don't want to overwork your quarterback, but it gets them 8 yards on first and 10. So now the Bruins are looking at a second and two, just under 8 minutes left in the first half. Going to be Malin out of the gun. Devereaux lined up in the backfield behind him, motion to the near side. He's going to pitch it to Devereaux. Devereaux wait for blocks to develop out in front of him. And Caleb Gray sweeping all the way from the opposite side of that defense, tackling him from behind. And Devereaux was just a little too patient on that one to wait for the blocks to develop.
Yeah, he didn't have a lane up in front of him, kind of delayed him a little bit, gave Gray and then Jacob Mann to finish that tackle off.
And we did believe we had a timeout call.
I saw that as well.
And both teams staying on the field, so I don't know if they're going to.
Must have been an inadvertent signal from our head official there, because I saw the same thing you did.
A couple times a week, I'm left speechless as to what in the world is going on. That was one of them. 7 minutes and 20 seconds left now as motion goes to the far side for the Bruins, and that's going to be number 5 on the carry. And Preston Garavac gains about 1, maybe 2 yards, brought down by a horde of Vikings. And he was looking to get the edge there, and the Vikings just didn't allow it, limiting him to a short gain there. I don't know. They might have even driven him backwards a yard or two there, as we have now second and 10. So they lost a yard on the play.
back to just about, according to our chain gang over there, right about the original line of scrimmage.
And Malin breaks the huddle with the Bruins. He's got Devereaux lined up behind him. He's going to be looking to pass. He's looking right, looking left. He's got pressure in his face, forces him out of the pocket. He's got a receiver open in the end zone. That ball is going to be caught. That's going to be a touchdown for the Bruins. Isaac Hughes, number 16, with the catch. And that's going to bring this thing a lot closer as the Bruins tack on 6 points. Good job by Malin there. Kind of forced out of pocket, had pressure in his face, and did not lose his mind at all. Just found, stayed patient and found an open receiver in the back of the end zone.
Yeah, made that throw running to his right, right where it needed to be.
Yeah, that was thrown on the money. And the receiver did a good job at kind of going down to catch it, cradle it off the ground just enough for it to be a catch. And now we have number 10, Owen Austin, on to kick a PAT. And the refs go ahead, blow a whistle, and I don't know what for. One of those things, Jay.
Yeah.
you allow the zebras to do their thing and stop asking questions.
Right? Yeah. We don't get an explanation up here in the booth. He went out and talked to Will Johnson briefly.
And it was a good snap and a good hold, and the Vikings broke through in a hurry. And Owen Austin stayed poised back there and just powers it over the goalpost. So 14-10 is the score now. 6 minutes and 24 seconds left in the first half. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break here on Coast Radio Sports. So stay with us here on 106.9. 14-10 is the score here at Hans Peterson Field. Vikings still out in front, and kind of sucked a little bit of the air out of the Vikings team because you thought you had something moving defensively, and all of a sudden a couple of boneheaded mistakes on the defensive side of things for the Vikings have given the Bruins a fresh set of downs on second and thirds and long, and all of a sudden both of those possessions have turned into points.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see here with just under 6.5 left in the second till we go to halftime what the Vikings offense can produce. We haven't seen them on the field too much tonight.
And Owen Austin kicks that thing. It's going to be Jackson Chang. Not sure what the intention was there, but Tom Morgan picks it up off the ground and is still able to get yards out of it.
Yeah,
Jackson Chang went to catch it and hit his feet, and he just decided to run downfield with it being a fumble.
Yeah, that's a live ball there. He's got to be cognizant of that ball touches his feet. It becomes live, and you know, anybody can take it at that point.
And that was his first return on the season, and I think he just was a little unprepared for it to come his way. As typically it's Will Johnson or Tom Morgan as the return men, but no damage done against the Vikings there as they take over on the 36-yard line. Lake and the offense break the huddle. It's going to be a bunch formation to the far side. Jericho Lake out of the shotgun formation. Will Johnson lined up to his right in the backfield, and Tom Morgan to the near side. He's going to turn hand it. It's going to be Will Johnson up the middle and stood up after about a gain of 3. On that one was Will Johnson. And that the interior D line has done well for the Bruins so far. Usually that's where the Vikings kind of make their money, is those inside runs. And the Bruins have limited them so far in the few times they've gone that direction.
Well, that Bruin line, Ryan, is pretty big.
Yeah.
And they're going to stand you up there. You're going to have to work for anything you get trying to push those guys back.
And it's a different type of big than what the Douglas Trojans were, who were, you know, wide. This is a big, but you can tell, just athletes on the D-line for the Bruins. Bunch formation to the near side. Lake takes the snap. He's going to fake the handoff, throw it out to the flat. That's going to be Will Johnson. Good blocking out in front of him. He's got like a one-on-one. And that's going to be number 42, Kevin Hooper, winning that one-on-one with Will Johnson, which is rare, but Will still gets a good gain out of it. They're going to pick up more than enough for a first down. Ball is going to be spotted on about the 43-yard line. In Bruin territory now.
Yeah, it'll be good for them to just get Jericho in rhythm here.
So many times you see Will Johnson with just one man to beat, he's able to do it. Kind of limited with the short side of the field here as to what he could do. Bunch formation to the far side. Caleb Gray goes in motion, and it's going to be a sweep around to the outside for Caleb Gray. He's got good blocking out in front of him. A flag is thrown behind him, and again, forced out of bounds by number 42, Kevin Hooper, who's been all over the football field, but a flag came out.
Another one. Late flag just came over on the far side of the field, not a bounds.
Oh, boy. So now,
about the 18-yard line over there.
Was it a late hit is the question, because it looked like Gray was kind of working his way to the sidelines, and Hooper came in with a full head of steam from the opposite side of the field and lowered a shoulder into him. But I believe one is definitely against the Vikings for a hold.
Yeah, that was back here near the 50.
Would love. We got a hold called against the Vikings, which we figured. And the grand reveal for the second one is going to be a personal foul against the Bruins. And now it's going to be the Vikings losing a few yards. No, they're going to walk it back. And now they're going to
walk it forward.
The 15
yep.
onto that. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. And see, whenever you're watching, I think listeners and us broadcasters, we get so used to knowing what's going on because the referees, when you're watching a game at any level above the high school level, is going to have a microphone telling you,
yes,
hey, this is what's going on.
Exactly.
And we just kind of have to read them like they're mimes out there and figure out what they're going, what they've got going. But the Vikings get enough for a first down and big play there, because all of a sudden you have Caleb Gray getting the edge and getting a good chunk out of it. And, kind of saved by the late hit as there was the hold there.
We'll get this ball right behind that pole for you.
Yeah. Bunch formation to the near side. Lake out of the gun once again. Will Johnson lined up to his left. Takes the snap. Never mind. It's going to be Dylan Gray with him. Fakes the handoff to Gray. He's got Micah Blankenship and had him wide open and just underthrows him a little bit. And they've only had a week to practice together to kind of get that connection down. And you kind of understand and gauge each wide receiver's speed there after working with them for a while, and just underthrows Michael Blankenship.
Yeah, and he came back and just got that on the fingertips.
Yep.
But another 6 inches on that ball, and that's a reception at the 10 for Blankenship.
And it's not common to see Jericho Lake underthrow anything, as that kid has a cannon.
And what I like about him is his height. He can see down the field.
Second and 10 now. And two receivers to the far side, two to the near side. Jericho Lake gets the snap, looking to pass again, looks right, throws right. He's got a receiver. I believe that was Tom Morgan, the intended receiver, who kind of just maybe had a miscommunication there as he looked to be stopping his route a little bit, and that ball just sails over his head.
Yeah, he kind of checked up short. He was covered by Isaac Hughes, the senior for Brookings, and Isaac kind of checked up with him as well, and then that ball kind of sailed long.
And it looks like we got a timeout taken by the Vikings, their second of the half. So 4 minutes and 49 seconds left in this first half. Vikings out in front, 14-10. Stay with us here on Coast Radio Sports. Third and 10 for the Vikings offense. 4 minutes and 49 seconds left on the clock here in the first half. Vikings out in front, 14-10. Trips formation to the near side. Lake gets the snap, rolls left, looks left, throws. No, pump fakes left. Now he throws left. He's got a receiver in Tom Morgan. That ball's hung up. And what a catch.
Wow.
What an absolute catch out of Tom Morgan, who goes to celebrate and comes up hurt. And what an incredible catch from Tom Morgan, who high-pointed that ball going over the top of the DB. And he's shaken up in the end zone. We're going to go ahead, take 30 seconds, and be back after this here on Coast Radio Sports. Tom Morgan still down on the field as Coach Sam Johnson helps him up now. And a sigh of relief out of a lot of the Viking faithful here, as well as coaching staff and everybody else. We have track coach here to our left who probably is happy to see Tom Morgan running off after that one. But I was telling Jay Nillis, during that break there, that I would say that was the catch of the year for the Vikings.
That was an absolutely athletic catch in the air to turn your body around and go over the top of your defender. Real quick, Ryan, as the Vikings come back out, you called it right during that last timeout that the Vikings took. Coach was not happy with the kind of miscommunication there with the Vikings. Called that timeout with 3rd and 10 left and come back out right there, throw that play to the end zone for a touchdown.
Gee, exactly. And the Vikings lining up now to go for two. And they're going to go up, turn, fake the handoff to Will Johnson. He's got a receiver wide open in the back of the end zone. And that was a bread-and-butter two-point conversion play for the Vikings all season last year. And that was the first time going to it now, as Caleb Gray was left wide open in the back of the end zone for a successful two-point conversion, as the Vikings take a 22-10 lead over the Brookings Harbor Bruins with 4 minutes and 40 seconds left. And we're going to keep it here. And like what you just talked about, Vikings have 1st and 10. kind of an underthrow from Lake, the quarterback, to Michael Blankenship. Coach Sam Johnson thought, I mean, it was sixth if that ball is thrown where it needs to be. And then all of a sudden, second and 10, miscommunication between the receiver and quarterback again. And you can just tell there was a little bit of frustration there, and almost like a mound visit from a catcher. Coach Sam Johnson just calls for a little bit of time to go out there and just talk them down a little bit.
Yeah.
We're fine. We're just fine here.
And they're looking at, you know, 4 minutes, 40 seconds left in the second. Vikings know they get the ball back starting the third quarter as well. That was an imperative touchdown right there for the Vikings to go down and score and put those points on the board, because they know we got one possession here to the Bruins, and then, boom, we're getting the ball back.
And exactly that. The Vikings teed up now on the 40-yard line, though. Will Johnson lining up to kick this one off and boots this one deep now. That ball is going to be caught on the fly at about the 11-yard line. And making people miss is number 10 for the Bruins. Steps out of a shoelace tackle, and Will Johnson, the kicker, upends him out of bounds at about the 50-yard line. And that was Owen Austin with a good return there. That's about a 40-yard return, 39-yard return. And
yeah, spot him out to the 47.
No, I thought he was well beyond that.
I agree with your original call. I think he crossed the 50 by the time he came to rest. By the time he got out of bounds there.
So it's going to be about a 36-yard return for Owen Austin. And the Bruins take over on offense now, down to the Vikings. Vikings out in front 22-10. And Malin breaks the huddle. He's got Devereaux lined up just behind him. He sends a receiver in motion to the far side, hands it around to him. That's number 42. Gets the edge with a good blocking out front of him, a good head of steam. And that was Kevin Hooper. And he stepped out of a tackle from Jacob Mann, which is very rare. And Jacob didn't have him, much more than a couple fingers on him, but you feel like if Jacob Mann can get even a finger on someone, they're coming down.
Yeah, yeah. Will Johnson with the assist there on that tackle.
So pick up a 7 for the Bruins on first and down, brings up a 2nd and 3 now. 4 minutes even on the clock. Motion to the near side. He's going to hand it. It's going to be the end around for Austin Hooper. Hooper waiting for blocks to develop out in front of him, and the Vikings do a good job of shedding those blocks and bringing him down just about that line of scrimmage. And it was kind of a 3-on-3 with a ball carrier out there behind him with Tom Morgan, Caleb Gray, and Bryce Franzoni all taking on blocks. And all three did a good job of putting in enough effort to make Austin Hooper feel uncomfortable. And they shed a block and are able to bring him down for no gain.
It's been a good display of the Vikings' lateral speed from sideline to sideline.
I 100% agree with you. And speed is something this team does not lack. As the motion goes to the far side, it's going to be Malin looking to pass, and Hooper bobbles it and catches it, and he's got wheels as he's able to get well enough, more than enough for a first down. Didn't see who brought him down on that tackle.
Rowdy Thrall with the tackle.
And Rowdy did a good job of running him down, because that was 6 points for Kevin Hooper and this Bruins team. And Rowdy doesn't allow that to happen. But it's going to be enough for a first down for the Bruins. 1st and 10 now. Ball spotted at the 36-yard line, we'll call it. 2 minutes and 55 seconds left in the first half. Bruins putting together a good drive now. Vikings defense, after the Jacob Mann scoop and score, still looking for a good play here. And it's going to be Malin keeping himself up the right side. And he's going to get about 7 yards. And, I mean, they're getting 6, 7, 8 yards every time out of him when he decides to keep it.
Yeah, they were about the same spot last drive down here. Ryan, you mentioned that same thing. That's kind of been their bread and butter. That's really worked for them, being able to get 6, 7, 8 yards with just on the first down with him carrying the ball.
And we called him a dual-threat quarterback last night on the point after and during our pregame show, and he's been able to put that on display this evening. As he's been able to beat Sisla with his arm and his legs as well. He's also made good reads, in my opinion, so far as one to keep it and one to hand it. But he comes out now in an empty backfield. He's got motion going to the far side, and Devereaux, he's going to take the snap. He's going to hand it. That's going to be Devereaux on the edge, and the Vikings doing a good job of bringing him down. Didn't see who was in on that tackle for the Vikings as a few Vikings get off of him. And they're going to limit him to a short gain there. So the Bruins now facing about a 3rd and 4 with a minute and 37 seconds left in the first half. And not a whole lot of hurry out of the Bruins right now, as that clock's still moving. A minute 25 now on the clock. Malin and the Bruins break the huddle, and he gets the snap, looking to pass now, looking right. He's got pressure in his face, steps up in the pocket, and he is brought down. That's going to be Jacob Mann with a sack on third and four. Now we have a flag that I shouldn't say now. It didn't come after the play. It came early in the play, and looks to be a hold on the Bruins. And if you're the Vikings, got a feeling you just go ahead and decline that, as Jacob Mann got through. And it wasn't just Jacob Mann. It was a whole lot of Vikings breaking through that offensive line for the Bruins, making Grady Malin uncomfortable enough. And Jacob just motors his way to a sack.
Yeah, Malin wanted to get that ball downfield, but pressure of the Vikings just couldn't. He just did not have the time to get set up. His feet set and make a good throw downfield.
That, and it was just good coverage by the Vikings downfield as well. He didn't find a window that he felt comfortable enough throwing it into on the run like we saw him do earlier in the game and turn it into six.
Yeah, and you mentioned his decision-making so far tonight. You just pinpointed that a few minutes ago. He's done very well.
And the Bruins now staying on the field. So we know they have the leg to kick a field goal, whether it's enough for us from this distance. So it's going to be 4th and 10 now. Bad snap as Malin looking to pass down the seam. He's got a receiver jumping underneath the route. Is the Vikings DB breaking it up? Believe that was Tom Morgan. Oh, my goodness. That's a heads-up play, not allowing that ball to travel to its intended receiver and just jumping underneath it.
And he came from about 6 yards away. So he knew where that ball was going. He saw